At the National Farm Machinery Show, I am visiting once again with Sean DeRose. And Sean, this new Tier 4 technology that's coming out here, I understand that here at the show you're kind of showing some of that to your customers. What kind of interest and how would you describe the level of awareness and understanding they've got?
It's been a really good show, Chuck. We've actually had a lot of interest in Tier 4. Everybody's starting to take their corn and their soybeans to the elevators and getting some money back for them. So they're starting to deal with, what do I do for next year? And Tier 4 has been out in the media with everything we've done in the media. It's really got out the word out. And I'm very pleasantly surprised with how much knowledge they've gained on Tier 4 and how much they seem to know and understand both different systems, the one that we use with our EcoBlue technology and the one that competitors are using. One of the things we've added to that is we've got a display that we've launched here at this show. We're going to use forward in other shows is our AutoCommand CVT transmission. So in the name of fuel economy and helping a customer keep more money in his pocket, that AutoCommand is essentially doing the same thing as Tier 4 was doing for us with fuel economy, saving the customer money, which is a big advantage in these days.
Well, I know that you're doing presentations here in the exhibit. I think we're going to record one of those here in a moment. So I'm going to let people listen to Sean, as you are talking about this new technology with your customers right here in the booth. Thank you.
On our AutoCommand CVT transmission we have at the show, we essentially have an open cutaway display. We've cut away all the cast iron on the top of the transmission and painted up so you can see the components, and then we have added electrical motors to actually get all the gears moving and everything turning. It really helps to explain how this moves and how this design of our CVT versus our competitors can really add some efficiency to a customer and add some either fuel efficiency or just power use efficiency to the rear wheels to get the job done. So essentially what we have is we've got a compound planetary on the front end that's connected to the engine. The engine power comes through that middle gear, goes on a shaft all the way to the back of the tractor for your PTO. So your PTO is always live at the back. And then from that top shaft, we run the power for the hydrostatic motor, and that turns the ring gear on the planetary on the outside. And that either adds or subtracts speed to the rest of the transmission to do your infinite and variable speed. In the middle section of the transmission is a regular, normal, four-speed shifting transmission with a synchronizer. And what that does for us is it allows us to have four shifting points in the transmission, and then the hydrostatic motor does the infinite speeds between those four shifts. We then have two clutch packs on the shaft to the rear wheels behind that, and those clutch packs work in tandem so that it takes the bump of the shift out. You think of a normal, regular shifting transmission, you feel a bump when you shift. This transmission, you don't feel that. So from 0 to 30 miles per hour, it's completely smooth. You feel no shifting, no bump, not even like it would in a car or anything, all the way to 30 miles per hour. So with a four-speed transmission, it gives us a lot of efficiency because we're only running at the most 25% of our power through the hydrostatic part of the system, because the hydrostat is the most inefficient way to get power to the ground. If you can run it through the gears, that's the most efficient way to do it. So we're running anywhere from 75 to 90% of the horsepower through the gears of the transmission to get it to the rear wheels. So it gives us a lot more efficiency compared to our competition, who run anywhere from 75 to 90% of their power through the hydrostat system, because they don't have a four-speed transmission in the middle of the system.